All right. Hello, Edward.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How about yourself? Thanks for asking.
Doing good, thank you.
Good. So, yeah, I know you're speaking to Tara. She does a really good job of explaining a little bit more of what we do. She did mention a couple things. She did mention that you're the owner of the business, and you're able to take on more jobs, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, I mean, let's talk about what we can do for you. So, in a nutshell, I mean, there's a lot of companies populating on the first page of Google. She put a couple notes here. She did mention nobody comes up on the search results. Are you referring to Ogden, Tech, Utah, excuse me? The search results for...
Yeah, when I had researched like expert appliance repairs or handymen in my area, I got, you know, the main dogs in Utah, like Any Hour Services, and then there's another big company that kind of handles a lot of those types of repairs. But there wasn't very many, that I had seen.
Got it. So you're in Ogden, correct? I just want to make sure we're both talking about the same place, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So right now, let's say I were to just type in appliance repair. So if I type in your name, expert appliance repair specialist at Lakeside Repairs, wait a minute, is that correct? Is that how the whole name of the company is?
So my company name is Lakeside Repairs.
Got it.
On Angie's list, I tried to submit a name change and
I just wanted to make sure. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't, like, it was just something I was missing, right? So, okay. All right. So, and you mentioned you have a Google business profile. Is that what you were saying?
I tried to start, but I don't think I finished the actual profile setup.
No worries. We can definitely absolutely help you with this. So basically, in a nutshell, right? I'll explain. I'm a straight shooter. We'll get to the price. I don't want to take any of your precious time, man. I know you want to get to business, but what we do is we work exclusively with one company. So our goal is to maximize your results as far as your return on investment. We don't like to work with your competitors, right? Other companies out there may, we don't. So once we have a listing available, we have to close out the category as far as our company, and then we can't work with anybody else. So right now I'm just doing a keyword search for appliance repair. The companies that come up on that first page of Google are the following, all right? I got appliancee.mt. I got Ben Lawnman, appliance repair, Vander Does Home Services, Ebenezer, iFix LLC, that's funny, appliance repair guy, you got Advanced Appliance Services. Do you know any of those companies in the area?
I have not worked with any of these companies, no.
Got it. Okay. Well, those are the companies that are coming up on that first page in your city when I'm typing in just the keyword appliance repair, right? And that's where we can get you programmed in. So 90% of the purchases or the services that are being searched, those are the companies that are getting those jobs for the most part, right? So I know that you can travel a little bit more. Would you say a 50-mile radius? Would that be fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So in a nutshell, we can get you found in a 50-mile radius for the keywords. So you can choose up to 17 keywords for the services you offer. So, right, appliance repair is one of them. Handyman, that's another keyword search that people are looking for. If you're doing insulation replacement, washer and dryer service, right, you can be more specific to the services you offer. For that way, you can come up on Google. Now, if you don't have a Google business profile, Edward, that's okay. We can get you verified through Google. We're a Google channel partner, so we've been in business for 20 years, and we can absolutely get that profile going, but not only just going, but getting it optimized. And that's the most important thing, for people to find your business when you're doing a keyword search for the services you offer, okay? I also see that you have a website for the business, which is good, and I think this website, this looks familiar. Yep, GoDaddy, right? Yep. I'm very familiar with their template. Okay, so yeah, that's something that we can also do is get your website listed on the different platforms. We also do listings on Yelp, which I don't know if you're aware, but Yelp is kind of now they're tied in with Apple Maps, so Apple and Yelp are kind of partners, like in a way. And then we'll put you on Bing, which is another search engine. Are you using anything else to get new customers or any other listings that I'm missing as far as your company?
No, just Angie's List has been sending me leads. That's the only other company that I've worked through to get access to jobs.
Okay, great. How's that working out for you?
Like I was saying, sorry, I forgot her name.
Tara. Yeah.
It's been pretty good. I've had a couple customers that had turned out to be scammers.
Got it.
But with the way the world is, that's what I was saying. You know, I think that's just bound to happen. I just got to be careful and make sure that if I get any gut feelings, to not mess with them.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, and I'm glad that's working out okay. Yeah. Home Advisor, Angie, I think they're the same company, but, you know, what they do is their platform, they list themselves on Google, and, you know, they get those customers, and, you know, sometimes you get quality, sometimes you don't. But the thing sometimes about it is that sometimes they make you pay for that lead, which is a little on the downside, but, hey, if it's paying for itself, then that's something that, you know, is a huge benefit. What you're doing here is you're essentially promoting your own business as a sole entity on Google, right? So you and I use Google on
that
a daily basis.
Much better.
Yeah, exactly, right? So you're Googling stuff. I Google stuff. When you're looking for a restaurant, a tire shop, mechanic, the first thing you do is you pull out your phone. If you have an iPhone, like I have an iPhone, it's on Apple Maps.
Yes.
And guess who powers Apple Maps? Google does. They say they don't, but it does. And then, you know, we're looking for the top recommended company. So, you know, the companies that are listed on the first page, Edward, that doesn't mean that they're bigger or they're, you know, been in business for longer. That doesn't really matter. What matters is, you know, getting you programmed in so you're coming up when that search is being done on Google. And there's a lot of companies that just joined the first place are going to get kicked out. For example, there's a company called Perry Appliance Repair. Those guys have a 1-star, so they have 2 reviews, and they're getting booted out like ASAP. Google doesn't really have companies that are 4 stars and below. Usually all the companies that are 4 stars and above are listed on their first page. Another one, I don't know if you heard of this company, the Appliance Whisperers. They're at a it's like they have 1 review, and it's a 3-star review, which is horrible. And then the last company you have is Appliance Repair. You know, they're going to get kicked out. So there's definitely an opportunity there, you know, that we can get you programmed in. So you use it, I use it, everybody uses Google. And what you're essentially doing is you're, once again, branding your own company as a sole entity and then showcasing your website, because I think your website's nice, right? I mean, it's kind of straight to the point. You have you can book an appointment, which is good. And it's a very straightforward website. But here's the thing. If people are not able to find your website, I kind of call it like a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? Like if I can't find it, then it's very hard to really know your company. So this would also help you with referrals or anybody that looks up your business. I mean, you're going to have a Google listing, and that's very important, right? So
yeah, I don't know. That was one of the first things I was talking about. So my mom, just a side note, my mom runs her own restaurant up in Garden City in Bear Lake.
Okay.
So that was, you know, I've got a family of entrepreneurs, and yeah.
Yeah.
And that was one thing I talked to her about is, you know, trying to get a profile on Google, so that, like you're saying, my business name and my people can actually find my website easily.
Absolutely, right? So, I mean, the good thing is that you have a couple things in place, and I give you kudos for that because, you know, a lot of business owners, they kind of think the opposite. You know, they think that word of mouth is going to be great, and that's all good. You're going to get referrals. But what happens is with those referrals, if they look your company up or they do research on your business and they can't find anything just by typing in your phone number or your actual business name, then, you know, that's a missed opportunity, right? So when I get referred to a restaurant, I get referred to a mechanic or whatever the case may be, the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to pull out my phone and I'm going to do some research on the company, and I want to see their Google business profile. I want to check out their website, what other customers are talking about, and that's going to give you that confidence to call a company, right? But if you have no online presence, it's going to be hard for me to actually know your business unless I know the actual website. And I mean, let's just be honest, like no one's going to really write down a website like when you're right, unless you have it on your business card. But you know, that's something that we're able to showcase. I'm able to do a couple things for you if you were to move forward today. So you have a website, so that's huge. I can give you a huge discount on pricing for that. And then you also, you know, you did mention that you also, you tried a Google Business Profile, or are you in the process of it, or you haven't submitted one yet?
When I first set up my website through GoDaddy, I want to say it was back in April, so I can't remember exactly, but I want to say I started a Google profile, but I didn't. I think I ran into a couple hiccups, and I didn't know what was the next step.
It's okay. I can put in a credit for this. The reason why is because, you know, we give credits. We're a Google partner, so we've been in business for 20 years, and we do a couple things that gives us credits to give you a better rate. So I'll put one in there. And if they don't find one, it's fine. We can create one for you and verify your Google Business Profile, and we'll knock it out in no time real quick. But I'll put a credit so that way you can get your better rate. So you're looking at our setup. Usually is $299. You're not going to pay nowhere near that. It's only $99 for you, and it's $299 every month. So it's $398 to start, and it's $299 every month after that. So it'd be a flat rate. Basically, you're looking at $10 a day to get your company listed on that first page, getting you optimized for the keywords. So not only the appliance repair, but handyman, that's another keyword that we can have you optimized for. Getting you on Apple Maps, programmed in Yelp as well, get you in on Bing. Do you have a Facebook business profile for the company that I'm missing?
I haven't set up my Facebook for this.
No worries. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
Say that one more time. Sorry, I was switching you to my headphones.
No, you're fine. Do you have a personal Facebook page?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So in order for you to create an actual business Facebook page, you have to have a personal. So that's you're one step ahead. So we can create the business Facebook page, and then what we do is we run retargeting ads. So that's also included with the campaign. I don't know if you have ever done a search on like Google or like Amazon, and then all of a sudden, whatever you were talking about or even searching comes up on your social media feed.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, it's kind of scary. Like you think they're listening to your conversation, right? So those are called Facebook retargeting ads. So those are really, really, really good and effective. It just gets your name out there for more customers, more visibility. So yeah, that's something that we can also run for you. Now, you know, at $398 and $299 every month after that, having all these things in place for your business and getting those customers calling you directly, is that more than fair enough to give us an opportunity for your business?
And I would have to say that right before the conversation ends today.
Yeah, so we are looking for one business. There's going to be one spot that's opening up here, and we're able to program you in. So we are only looking for one company per category per area. So we are looking for one business that's, you know, willing to move forward and take on more business. And the reason why we called you is two reasons. Number one, you have some online presence already. So you got I think at Home Advisor, that's the only reviews you have currently. But Kimberly left your review. Aaliyah, Delina, I believe. Yeah, that's how you pronounce.
Yeah.
But those are all good reviews. So Google wants to work with companies that are, you know, good companies that have good reviews. If you had bad reviews, we wouldn't reach out. So, and then the other thing is that Google is wanting you to take on more business as well. So yeah, we're able to program a company that's solid and wants to really, you know, kind of grow, on Google.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something that we can 100% do for you. You know, and that's something that we can get you, get started. And everything's month to month. There's no contract. So what we would do is, we would verify simple business information. So you're coming up exactly how you want on Google, like hours of operation, you know, as far as, the services you want to be listed for, the keywords, and then hours of operation, which you're there. We talked about that. And then the places you want to be found, which is the service area. And then we would have an onboarding call tomorrow with the technician. And what that does is that's going to cross the T's and dot the I's. So the technician's just going to be verified, get you verified through Google and all that. So that can be done tomorrow. But yeah, we are actively looking to fill the spot today.
Can I make one phone call and then call you right back? Is that something I can do? Or
yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you a question. What's stopping you from or what's the concern? Maybe I can help you. I don't know. Talk to me.
Only concern, like I was saying, I'm a single dad, so you
okay.
know, every dollar counts. And, so I just want to make sure that I've got
the finances. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I can do for you to help you out. Okay. And you know, the funny thing is that not the funny thing, but the thing that Tara posted here, because she puts notes on every person that she sends over to a pricing director, which is me. She did put, single dad has little boys. She put that literally on the notes. So yeah, I have a little girl too. Only one little girl. I'm the kind of one and done type of guy. No more. But you know,
understandable.
Yeah. So no more. I know, you know, so my daughter, I mean, I think she's still little. She's 11, but to me, she's still little. Right. I mean, but here's what I can do for you to help you save money, all right, if you're willing to move forward with something like this, okay? So I can talk to my supervisor and see if I can waive your setup fee, okay? That would completely waive that setup fee and then get you in locked in at $299. So that would be $299 out the door, and that would be a month-to-month no contract. So no lead fees, no any of that, right? And that would, once again, just eliminate the programming fee. I think I could talk to him about it just because you have a lot of these things in place and you already attempted to do a Google Business Profile, so that's encouraging to us, you know. So if I'm able to do that, would that help you out to move forward?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so I'll send him over a message because I want to save you as much money as possible. I don't want this to be another you know, another bill for you. I want this to be something that's going to be able to pay for itself. And that's ultimately, that's how this is going to work. This is not going to be another consumption. It's going to be an investment that will 100% pay for itself, right? And that's why we do things month to month, no contract. So I know that with being on Google, you'll absolutely love it. But one thing I do always want to recommend to all my clients and just something to keep in mind, Edward, is that you know, you got to get your reviews. So once you have your Google Business Profile verified, we're going to provide you a review link that you can text over your email, or you can, you know, send it to your clients so that way you can start getting 5-star reviews. And one thing I always recommend to my clients is that Google's not going to go in there and verify who left your review. So just so you know, it could be a family member or it could be a friend, okay? So Google's not going to go in there and say, hey, you know, Edward, this is not a customer. No. Let's say you've done work for them before. That could be the, right? That could be the workaround. Hey, I've worked for them before. No problem. So just one thing I always recommend. The more reviews, the better it's going to be. Trust me. It's going to get you ranked even higher on that first page, right?
Right.
So that's
no, and I
always.
Honestly, it sounds better than what I'm doing with Angie's List because, like you're saying, I'm promoting myself rather than people going to Angie's and then them getting leads and then sending them to me. People are calling me directly.
Exactly. So, yeah, in a nutshell, what you're doing is, you know, you're cutting out the middleman and you're going through the source directly. That's essentially what you're doing, right? And what you want to do, like, for example, let's say you were to cancel Home Advisor, Angie's, this same company. Down the road, which I'm not saying to do, obviously I'm just, you know, talking, right? So don't get me wrong. you don't keep the reviews. Like, they keep your reviews, which sucks. Like, I have a lot of, I've been here for 7 years. A lot of my customers that have Angie's Home Advisor, right, or even House, or there's another company called Porch or something like that. Anyhow, those reviews are there. So you're on their platform. And if you were to cancel, they keep those reviews. It's like, man, that's not cool, because then you're not going to be able to transfer those reviews to, you know, to Google. But with Google, like I said, those are your reviews. You're the, you know, you're the owner of your Google business profile.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's the main difference, and that's going to get you the clientele that you want. And they're going to call you directly, and you pick and choose who you want to deal with, right, at the end of the day. So there's no lead fees. And once again, one of the things that they use, Home Advisor Angie's, they actually buy a listing on Google, and then people are I don't know if you ever kind of went through that platform as a consumer. It's kind of, oh man, it's pretty bad, because then you have to fill out a questionnaire, and then from there it's like, you know, you're already 5 minutes in before you actually talk to someone. So with this, people just look at your listing, and then boom, they'll call you directly. So I'm sending that message over to my supervisor, but I just want to verify a couple things to make sure we're listing you 100% on Google. The 801-389-2559, is that the number that you want to be listed on Google? You want people to call you on that number?
So my the last number is 2554.
Yeah, sorry about that. So 801-389-2554. Yep, that's correct.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. And then we're going to pin verify you, and then that's Google is going to pin verify you. They just need an address. I want to confirm your address is correct. I got 1303 925 West, and then I got Ogden, Utah, 84404. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Yes, sir.
And then the website that you have here, obviously, that's the website we're going to promote on all different platforms, so we're keeping that. Pretty nice website as well. And then what would you like to be listed as far as the hours of operation for the business? I mean, are you like Monday through Friday, what Monday through Sunday, and what hours would you want customers to call you?
I mean, they can call me, Monday through Mondays. Every day, I mean, 7 days a week, they can give me calls, and I can set up quotes and times and bookings and everything.
Do you want to, I know this is kind of, I don't know if it's up to you, but do you want to be listed for like 24 hours? I mean, obviously you're not, I don't think people are going to call you like at 2 a.m. It usually doesn't happen, but, or you want to just be listed Monday through Sunday, maybe from like 7 a.m. to like 8 p.m. or something. What would be ideal? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, we can do that. All right, cool. And then 7 p.m. So I'll list you down for that. As far as the keywords, I know that obviously we talked about handyman services, but the other keywords are just related to appliance and appliance repair, right? So you're doing appliance repair, appliance installation. What other keywords you want to focus on, or jobs you want to focus on?
I can do RO water systems, or so you could put like water systems, water filtration.
Oh, wow.
Systems.
That's cool. Okay.
I do everything. So, and I've been doing a lot on the commercial side as well. So I can do electric.
I love it. Okay. So we're going to list you for commercial and residential. That's good. Electric.
And I work with big power all the time. So any electrical issues people have, that's my bread and butter. I try to stay away from painting projects, because I'm not the best painter.
Okay.
But I also do a lot of plumbing.
Okay. I'm doing that all. Plumbing. Good. You're like a jack of all trades, huh?
Yes, sir. And then I even do a little bit of tree services.
Wow. Okay, tree services. And that's good. I mean, look, one of the things that we can have you, you probably have some of these services. Let me just check on your website. You do have a couple things here. dishwasher installation. Yeah, you got a lot of more appliance repair, but it's fine. But with the keywords, you're going to be found for the others as well. And then you have pictures of before and after work that you've done?
Or not quite yet?
Oh, you do? Okay, cool. So we can put that in your Google Business profile. People love to see like the before and after picture or just work you've done in general. So we'll make sure we get those up there as well. All right, cool. And then you don't have to, but are you licensed and insured for the business?
I am licensed. I am in between insurances right now.
Okay, no worries.
Sorry. So I work for Walmart for my day job right now. My boss is calling me.
Okay. Want me to hold for you for a sec?
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem. I can hold for you. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah. Come on, Edward. Put me on hold, brother.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I had to do this Zoom meeting really fast.
No worries. No worries. I was going to disconnect like a little bit ago, but I'm like, you know what? Maybe he's still on, but it's okay. So, look, I know you're busy. What we can do is we can secure the listing, and then what I need to do is I need to schedule an onboarding call with a technician tomorrow. So you get to choose what time you're available so you're not in between work. And but in order to secure the listing, I was able to get the approval code of just $299. So it'd just be $299, waiving $99 setup fee, so 100%.
Yes. That sounds great, man. Let's do 3:30 p.m. tomorrow. If you guys call me then, that would be great.
Okay. Yeah, we could do 3:30 tomorrow. Okay. So, but we have to secure the listing. Just verify the billing information. Would you like to use a MasterCard, Visa, or American Express to secure it?
You're going to have to give me a few minutes. I just have to finish this meeting with my boss.
No worries. I'll wait for you. No worries. I'm not in a rush. I can wait for you, okay?
Thank you.
I'll be on hold. Yep.
coming. Try to keep them just.
I'm still here. I think we're going to be done in just a second. I'm sorry, man.
Don't worry. You're completely fine. I have no rush. I'll wait for you. Don't worry about it, okay? Take your time. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm back. I am so sorry, man, and I got a card here for you. It's a Visa.
No worries. You don't have to apologize. I know you're busy, man. So, you know, I caught you at a bad time, so no worries. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to secure the listing and then read a 90-second voice verification for your protection, letting you know it's a month-to-month service. You're going to receive your invoice, and then we're going to schedule. I got 3 p.m. for tomorrow. Does that work for your client onboarding call? Or
Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Okay. Okay.
I'll make sure to take my lunch during that time.
Okay. It'll be from three to four. I mean, it's usually a 20-minute, 30-minute phone call. It's just across the T's, dot the I's. So, all right. So you said a Visa. I'm ready when you are.
Card number is 4758.
Okay.
2452-3552-1025.
All right, I'll repeat it back to you for accuracy. I got 4758-2452-3552-1025. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, and what's the expiration and the security code?
09/27.
09/27, okay.
And then code is 863.
863, okay. So... I already put the discount in there, so it's going to stay at the $299, which is good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. I also got your email already. It was on your website. So I made sure that I documented heavily your profile because it'll save the technician time on the call tomorrow. So just letting you know. The time didn't go to waste. I definitely got to make sure that everything's good to go. But if there's anything that comes up on the voice verification, it's only literally like 90 seconds, let me know, and I'll re-explain it to you and then kind of go from there, okay? So it reads as following. It says, welcome Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lakeside Repairs, or it's Appliance Experts at Lakeside Repairs.
Okay, thank you. And please state your name and the title within the business.
Edward Smith, owner and CEO.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, great. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when needed?
Yes.
Okay, great. And also it says as a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to us, meaning other companies trying to sell you something or imitate us. But what we're going to do is we're going to give you a security question. You get to choose from three options. And if they say they're Local Splash, meaning us, then they should know your security question answer. So that's a very good thing we have for your protection. So the three different questions we have you can choose from is your mother's maiden name, your first pet's name, or the city you were born in? What question would you like us to have?
We could do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what is her maiden name?
Her full name, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dalena May Kelly. And it's D-A-L-E-N-A.
Okay.
M-A-Y. And then K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Okay, got it. All right, so I got that notated here. And then that's just for, you know, obviously if someone calls you and they're saying it's us, it's just for your protection, right? So you're good to go there. And then I also want to let you know that we got that approved. So your initial investment would be just $299. We're waiving that $99 setup fee. And, you know, another thing that I wanted to ask you, to Google Verify, Google can reach out to you, but they're going to provide, you know, are you able to provide pictures of your work or, you know, even pictures of, like, your website or anything like that? Are you okay with providing that to Google if they need that?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So it says you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So what I did now, I sent you a couple messages and you got an email. Were you able to get like a welcome email and an invoice text message by chance?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So that's all good to go. Also, what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you your invitation for the client onboarding call, and that's going to be from tomorrow from 3 p.m. to 4. And it, once again, it's just going to be to cross the T's and dot the I's. It's not going to be a very lengthy phone call, but if anything changes or something happens, you can always send me a text message. I'm going to send you my direct contact information. So let me know if you receive this one. It says, "Hi, this is Chris. Let's get your company on Google." Did you get that message from me?
Yes.
Okay, and you have my number, the 877. You have my extension. So if anything comes up, please let me know. Hey, Chris, I can't make it to the client onboarding. We can always reschedule. That is not an issue. So everything is pretty much good to go. Last thing I want to verify, just so I'm correct, as far as the name of the company, how do you want it to read on Google? I mean, you have it kind of two ways. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, definitely I'd just rather just Lakeside Repairs.
Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure because, you know, once we get you verified, that's all Google is going to verify you on there. And then to fix it or whatever, then we would have to repin verify you. So I just want to make sure we get it right the first time, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, I updated that. So Lakeside Repairs, and then we have the website, which also has Lakeside Repairs. And that way we're going to brand your company just like that all over the internet. So not just Google. The only thing
awesome.
That I do see for your reference, HomeAdvisor still has you as expert appliance repair specialist at Lakeside Repairs. But that's something, just to mention, just in case you want to have them fix that, down the road, you know, but up to you, right?
I sent them a document
okay.
to get it changed.
Okay,
I think
cool.
they're still working on it, so I'm not sure.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure that, you know, you're aware of that. So that way, you know, it's just better to have consistent information all across the board. HomeAdvisor has no effects on your online, you know, SEO, search engine optimization, because they're just, it's called a directory. So that's not really, it's like a completely different platform. So it doesn't necessarily have to be changed, but that's just for you in case someone looks you up and then they're like, wait a minute, why are you coming up differently in a different area? Right. Just for you.
Right.
Your knowledge. So everything's set to go just tomorrow. Once again, we have that phone call from 3 to 4. I'm happy I was able to help you out. I know you're working. I don't want to take much of your time, but we're all good to go. Is there anything else that, you know, we're missing or we haven't clarified?
No, it sounds great. Everything sounds great, and I'm excited.
Okay.
Honestly, I probably am going to end up having all of my clients doing Google reviews.
Yeah.
Again,
please.
So that I can get rid of the Angie's List. Because I do like it, but I'd much rather promote my own business and not go through.
You're gonna love it. Yeah. Once you're up there, once you get verified, and once you have your Google business profile up and running, it's just gonna make so much more sense. You're gonna be up there as a sole entity. And then, you know, the clients that you currently have, and once again, it could even be friends and family. So all your buddies, your family members, hey, here's a link, leave me a quick review. I mean,
yeah.
That's perfect. I mean, like I said, Google's not going to go in and verify, oh, you know, like, it's not him, right? Or, you, no, they're not going to, they don't do that. So, but, you know, just to get your ranking higher, that's always the best option to go as far as things to do on your end. Everything else, it's on our end, okay? So,
okay.
Thank you so much. I'll leave you to work, and then we'll be in contact tomorrow at 3 p.m., okay?
No, thank you. Thanks
All right.
for being patient with me, Matt.
No worries. No, thank you. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.